Hi, this is Austin Hill. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Now, to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com. That's myfaithradio.com.
I want to get to an excerpt of an interview that I recorded not long ago from a lady named Alex Kincaid. She is an attorney and a former prosecutor and a business consultant. We had a very interesting discussion with her on the program a few months back about preparing, things you need to do to prepare to be an independent freelance worker. And it's not something that you enter into lightly, I don't think. You need to take some precautions because you can run afoul of the IRS. Now, I encourage churches and pastors and lay church leaders to encourage one another in the ways of freelancing, but there are some things you need to think of ahead of time. Just a few thoughts from former prosecutor and a business attorney, Alex Kincaid. I started by saying, welcome to the program.
Hi, Austin. Thanks for having me.
I think you're probably pretty skeptical when somebody says, oh, me and the IRS, everything's just fabulous. We're all on the same page. I think you probably know better than that. You've, I suspect, represented a few people who get a little sideways with the IRS. But I've heard you talk a little bit about this independent contract stuff before. And as far as I know, that's one of the first things you say. Hey, make sure you and the IRS are in agreement that you really are an independent contractor. Where do we begin that discussion?
It is absolutely the first thing to say, Austin. You're right. If you get it wrong, you're going to be hit potentially with some surprise taxes. Your employer might be hit with some surprise taxes. And I actually have business clients who try to box what are actually employees into an independent contractor status because they think they can get out of paying some of the social taxes that way. And the IRS scrutinizes this very harshly. So one of the great places to start is the IRS website. And I know that might sound kind of complicated, and you might think that, oh, how am I going to figure anything out from the IRS website? But they actually have some really user-friendly, easy-to-read publications on the website. There's a form that you can fill out that's, you know, designed to help somebody decide if they really are an independent contractor versus an employee. Mm-hmm. And the IRS is going to look for three main characteristics. They're going to look at your behavior, who's controlling your behavior. Is it the person that you're doing the work for, or is it really you, right? Mm-hmm. Are you deciding what equipment you use? Are you deciding if you hire any assistants, or is it the person that you're doing the work for? They're going to look at who is controlling the finances. Do you have control over when you get paid, how you get paid, how much you get paid, and what you're doing for the money, or is it the other person? And then they're going to look at the type of relationship and how the workers and the business owner perceive that relationship. Is it more of a contractual, independent contractor kind of relationship, or is it, I'm hiring this person to do everything that I say, and they're going to do it the way that I say that they're going to do it?
Very interesting. When it comes to who's kind of calling the shots with the behavior, when does the work get done, where does it get done, what equipment gets used, those kinds of things. In my experience, and you're the expert here, but in my experience, that's where a lot of would-be employers, companies, established businesses that want to contract out for their services, that's where they more often than not get sideways because they kind of want to fudge and they kind of want to say, yeah, sure, you're an independent contractor, but we need you here every morning at 9, or we have to have you doing this between 9 and 11, or 2 and 4, or whatever it is. Comment, if you would, Alex Kincaid, when the work has to be done during a specific time frame, is that necessarily independent contract work?
Austin, you're spot on. I hear that probably more than any other issue in this type of relationship. One factor itself is probably not going to be definitive, but that is a really big one. And if there isn't any other strong indicator that you're an independent contractor, if the business is directing when you're going to work and where you're going to work, you are most likely an employee.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. For more information about this, you can visit the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com.